This is Huron Claus, and I am the president of Chief Incorporated in Phoenix, Arizona. It is a real joy and privilege to introduce to you Ray Smith, who is a vital part of the ministry of our Chief family. Chief is a ministry that's been going on for over 31 years, and we are committed to evangelism, discipleship, and helps, reaching out to Native peoples from Alaska right into South America. I just want to express how happy I am to have Ray involved in what we are doing. And I want to encourage you to do everything that you can to pray, financially support, and really get involved in Ray's life and the work that God has called him to do. I know that you will be blessed, and he will be blessed. We need your involvement, and we praise God for however he may lead you in doing this.
Hello, this is Ray Smith. I'm the Director of Media Resources for Chief Ministries. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to send out resources to our Native pastors and our leaders in the Native community, among which are the Native New Life Bible. The Native Gospel of John has become a very popular resource. We've sent out over 10,000 those already, in addition to another evangelism tool, the Four Acts of Creation. I believe another 10,000 have gone out to our various constituents or our Native people. We also are sending out a CD, The Storyteller. We work in cooperation with a ministry in northern Minnesota. Also, the teaching of biblical truth and traditional beliefs, another very popular tool for our people, and it's been very helpful to them. In addition to the resources, I have other responsibilities, and one is direct the volunteer program. We have a number of groups that come in to help our ministry here at Chief. Also, in addition to that, a number of administrative responsibilities that involve many, many things for the ministry here. More recently, I was involved in teaching a session for the School Without Walls among our Hopi tribe. A verse that has really meant a lot to me and is a verse that I really cherish today, and that's Psalm 71, verses 17 and 18. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation and your might to all who are to come. A person is never too old to serve God, certainly never too old to pray. And though age may stop us from certain physical activities, it does not have to end our desire to tell others about all that we have seen God do in the many years that we've lived. And that's been my experience. God has been faithful to me today, and I'm thankful that he's allowed me to reach the age of elder in the community. And God has placed us all, regardless of our age. The key is our availability and our willingness to serve where he places us. I thank God that he did direct us, my wife and myself, back to the Chief Ministries a few years ago. I thank the Lord for the support that has followed us from many, many years of ministry. And thank you that you have had enough faith in not only in my involvement in the ministry, but also in Chief Ministries and what they've done for and with our Native people. The promise that both my wife and I received prior to coming to Chief was that God would not send us where he is unable to sustain us. I'm thankful for his faithfulness, and it's been through those of you who have faithfully stood with us, not only in prayer, but in your financial giving. And perhaps you're hearing this for the first time, and if so, I would welcome your prayer and your partnership in my ministry here with Chief. God is good, and he's been faithful through all these years. It's been a privilege. It is a privilege to be able to work in this ministry.